We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, precious viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Adéa, channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portatuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubate, channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and El Adaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón and localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Lictemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia, and in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcoval. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinglun County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khutor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City, in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City, in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Republic Day of Burkina Faso is celebrated. In humanitarian news, Yemen receives $94 million in donations for development and food security. In eco news, a grassroots initiative in Great Britain turns unused land into an organic garden. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 11, is International Mountain Day, designated in 2003 by the United Nations to increase understanding and knowledge of the vital role mountains play in providing fresh water, recreation, and a habitat for a multitude of beings. The theme for 2010 is Mountain Minorities and Indigenous Peoples. Emphasis is placed on the importance of preserving the flora and fauna of the region, as well as the rich traditional knowledge of the people. On this International Mountain Day, may we join in our dedication to protect and maintain all the magnificent ecosystems of the Earth.
Fly in news. Fresh snows and rain strand thousands in Europe. Less than a week after transportation shutdowns occurred continent-wide, a new bout of heavy snow on Wednesday, December 8th brought road, rail, and air travel to a standstill. Amidst freezing temperatures in Scotland, the government sent soldiers, firefighters, and Coast Guard personnel to help clear roads and assist those in need of medical attention as main roads and rail lines were shut. In Paris, France, 11 centimeters of snow, the most to fall within one day in more than two decades, prompted the temporary closure of the Charles de Gaulle, Roissy, and Orly airports, as well as the legendary Eiffel Tower, with motorways also rendered impassable. Police in Germany reported a large number of road accidents and limited visibility that led to flight delays in Frankfurt.
Meanwhile, crews in Spain and Portugal began cleaning up after being pummeled by rains and tornado-like winds that uprooted trees and electricity poles, even overturning vehicles, as flooding also claimed the life of a boy riding in the car that was swept away in the Alcudia River near the south-central Spanish city of Ciudad Real. Some 100 households in Spain's Cordoba and 150 in Lora del Rio were evacuated as the Guadalquivir River swelled, while around 3,000 residents in Écija were forced from their homes when its main tributary, Genil River, burst its banks.
As when the severe conditions occurred last week, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her sympathies and prayers while requesting that our nearby association members please check with local governments to see if more help is needed. She also asked that they go, if possible, to help the most affected, saying that any urgently needed funds are available. Our gratefulness, all officials and rescue personnel, for your helpful responses to lessen these calamities, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive concern. May such weather extremities soon subside through humanity's concerted efforts to restore our planetary balance.
The Philippines and Kyrgyzstan rattled by quakes. On Wednesday, December 8th, Mindanao, Philippines was jolted by a 5.8 magnitude tremor as it struck 115 kilometers northeast of Davao City. Also that day, a tremor measuring 5.7 on the Richter scale hit Kyrgyzstan, its epicenter 55 kilometers southwest of Saritash. There were fortunately no initial reports of damage or injuries. With our thankful relief to know of the safety of those in the quake-shaken regions, we pray that such distressing potential disasters may be quickly averted through humanity's gentler stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Supreme Master Ching Hai assists children's charity campaign in Mexico. Continuing her many activities in Cancun, Supreme Master Ching Hai set aside time from attending sessions from the United Nations Climate Change Summit to give media interviews. These included with Mexican newspapers and television media, such as the program Angadena TV, which sought to learn more about her thoughts on how we can all stop climate change.
In addition, Ms. Patty Meneses de Hernandez, wife of Cancun's Honorable Mayor Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza and president of the Social Welfare Agency for the city's Benito Juarez Borough, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to join a charity campaign benefiting disadvantaged children. Supreme Master Ching Hai quickly prepared gifts for all the children attending a Christmas celebration, including clothes, candies, and envelopes of lucky money as a symbol of her love. Supreme Master Television was on location to cover this humanitarian event.
Muy buenos días. Nos encontramos en la comunidad Benito Juárez, Cancún, Quintana Roo, México, en donde la Maestra Suprema Ching Hai ha venido a dejar a la comunidad Avante algunos presentes, un donativo de $10,000 y todo su amor.
Para la maestra es un honor y agradecerle a ella que nos haya tomado en cuenta al venir aquí a esta colonia.
La Suprema Maestra Ching Hai me encanta por su sencillez, por lo humana que es y por la forma en que vino hasta este lugar. Ella dijo, yo voy a estar aquí. De verdad estoy muy honrada con su visita, pero además nos deja un legado a toda esta comunidad de cuidar nuestra ecología, de cuidar a nuestros animales, de cuidar. Los niños estuvieron disfrutando y participando de este momento muy increíble.
This is a noble lady who tell me about it. Otherwise, it's difficult for me to know everywhere in Mexico.
No, I want to say thank you very much. There are no words to say how much we appreciate all the things that you came to do here, to all of them. And I'm certainly know that they're never going to forget this day.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm happy you give me the chance.
Thank you.
The Queen
thank
of
you.
Cancun. La Reina de Cancun.
We appreciate Lady Mayoress of Cancun, Mrs. Patty Meneses de Hernandez, for her caring service to her co-citizens in need, as we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for the unconditional love she shares wherever she goes. May the children of Mexico and the world be blessed this holiday, as we pray that through good deeds we will all help to make the planet a safer, kinder place.
China and North Korea discuss solutions of diplomacy. On Thursday, December 9th, China's most senior foreign policy official, Dai Bingguo, visited Pyongyang, North Korea, where he engaged in talks with North Korea's supreme leader, Kim Jong-il, in the hope of helping restore peaceful relations throughout the Korean Peninsula. The two discussed issues of mutual concern and ways to further cooperative relations. Following the meeting, the Chinese Foreign Ministry stated the two sides reached consensus on bilateral relations and the situation on the Korean Peninsula after candid and in-depth talks. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Dai Bingguo and North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il, for your conciliatory talks. May such encouraging diplomacy continue, bringing a harmonious region of cooperative coexistence for all.
Visually impaired perceive light thanks to new technique. In a first-time procedure performed in Japan, two women diagnosed with a special eye problem involving the retina had their vision partially restored thanks to the work of a team at the Osaka University Graduate School of Medicine. To help the patients, both of whom had been blind for more than 10 years, the doctors conducted a procedure that conveyed visual information through special cameras connected through electrodes to the women's eyes. According to Professor Takashi Fujikado, the data stimulated the patient's retinas and was then conveyed to the brain, enabling both women to follow light on computer screens with their fingers. Following the procedure, the researchers said they plan to continue working with the women in the hope of developing their ability to read large print and even be able to walk without canes. Our grateful thanks, Osaka University scientists, for this innovative collaboration. Wishing you continued success in opening new horizons of sight for patients across the globe.
Save Our Planet, the Planet Saving Act of promoting the organic vegan diet. On December 7th, the first Middle East Veg Congress in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, was officially opened by the nation's Federal Minister for Health, His Excellency Dr. Hanif Hassan Ali. Also invited as the guest of honor was Supreme Master Ching Hai, who spoke via video conference about the sustainable solution of the organic vegan diet.
Promoting organic plant-based food is, of course, the most urgent, because we need to stop global warming in order to save ourselves. In the near term, by reducing the methane and other also toxic gases, poison us even, not just only global warming, but it will poison our atmosphere.
Veg Congress participants shared their thoughts after listening to Supreme Master Ching Hai's speech, as well as engaging in a question and answer session with her on various aspects of the plant-based lifestyle.
Some startling statistics with regards to the environment were presented today by the Supreme Master Ching Hai. The fantastic inspiration that she gave to the audience was a sight to behold, particularly in terms of her philosophy with regards to presenting veganism as a solution to all the environmental woes of the Middle Eastern region.
To see and feel her passion and the commitment to what it means to planet Earth, if we could all move towards a vegan diet, is a source of inspiration and a message of extreme importance to all of us. Because she's absolutely right that, indeed, most of the world's greenhouse gases actually come from farms that breed animals for human consumption. We spend so much of time developing fuel-efficient cars and other ways to save energy, but here is a solution staring at us in the face.
Coinciding with the Veg Congress was the Middle East Natural and Organic Product Expo, during which a launch was held for the new Arabic language edition of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life, which was already sold out during the two-day event.
After I finished this vote, it's open a different view for knowing the animal kingdom. Thanks to Mr. Ching Hai for this wonderful book. Thanks a lot.
In the video conference discussion, as through her books, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered thoughts to awaken further compassion among Congress participants. She even revealed inner knowledge obtained through her meditation about the merit of promoting the cruelty-free lifestyle.
I tell you a secret. Before I forget, suppose you promote organic plant-based food, no? Whoever, the government, whoever decided to approve this plant-based diet solution, just approve it only. He will earn, my God, thousands of zillions of spiritual merit points. And we need a lot of points to go back to heaven. Whoever approved this even, just one time, enough for him to fly to heaven already after he leaves this world. And whoever makes sure that it carries out will obtain the same spiritual merit point that heaven will bestow upon.
With appreciation to His Excellency Dr. Hanif Hassan Ali, the government of Dubai, the Middle East Veg Group, and others involved in this meaningful gathering on the veg way of living, we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for generously imparting a clearer understanding of what we must do to save our planet. Blessed be leaders and individuals' efforts to change to the organic vegan lifestyle for the benefit of one and all.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Environmentalists in the Philippines call for government action to halt illegal dynamite and poisonous cyanide fishing near Palawan Island, saying that it is placing the survival of world-famous coral reefs in severe jeopardy.
Save our planet. The Brazilian government discovers via satellite imaging that deforestation in the Amazon rainforest between August 2009 and July 2010 dropped to the lowest on record, decreasing 14% compared to the previous year.
Save our planet. At the UN Climate Change Conference in Cancun, Mexico, the International Network for Bamboo and Rattan promotes climate change mitigation through the use of eco-friendly bamboo as a sustainable building material that can also foster economic development.
Warning news. In a study published in the peer-reviewed journal Occupational and Environmental Medicine, French researchers find a link between exposure to pesticides over time and increased risk of Alzheimer's disease.
Hi, Marvel the Monkey, vegan all the way. Today I'm going to share a tip on creative uses of large pencil erasers. For example, they can hold straight pins or tack. And keep small drill bits safely until you're ready to work with them. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
Cultural news. Today is the Republic Day of Burkina Faso, honoring the time in 1958 when the country's citizens voted to become an autonomous state. Located north of Ghana in West Africa, it has several protected areas, including the Arli National Park, which is home to hundreds of elephants and hippopotamuses, and a variety of other wildlife. The Kabori-Tambi National Park is part of a noted important bird area and contains approximately 175 bird species. Among the famous individuals of Burkina Faso are esteemed human rights activist and Right Livelihood Award winner Mr. Joseph Kizebu and prominent poet and writer Mr. Frederick Passeri Tetinga. May the gentle-hearted people of Burkina Faso have a memorable Republic Day.
In humanitarian news, Yemen will receive $94 million US dollars for development and food security. The The World Bank approved a donation of $70 million to the nation. The funding has been given to encourage growth of the private sector and enhance the government's budget management and social protection network. The World Food Programme also contributed $24 million with goals of benefiting nearly 123,000 people in 50 districts. Our heartfelt appreciation, World Bank and World Food Programme, for your support of Yemeni Brethren. May your kind assistance help many precious individuals greet bright and happy tomorrows with heaven's blessings. Coming up on Noteworthy News, unused land is turned into bountiful organic gardens. We'll thank God for creating all our lovely animal friends. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more healthy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Happy news for a joy-filled world. In Eco News, a grassroots endeavour transforms unused land into an organic garden. The Grow Heathrow initiative was established by residents near London's Heathrow Airport and community advocacy groups. As their first project, three large greenhouses that are no longer in operation were cleaned. They were then turned into a community garden for growing organic fruits and vegetables. The renovation also includes installing a high-efficiency rocket stove as well as solar energy devices. Furthermore, rainwater is collected and used to sprinkle the plants. Bravo Heathrow residents on your planet-protecting endeavour. May you enjoy an abundance of nutritious and delicious organic bounty from flourishing gardens.
Please join us for a joke told in Azerbaijani entitled Lost Luggage.
Bağaj. Bağajımı aeroporta tapa bilmədim və onun üçün mən getməli oldum itirilən bağaj ofisə. Və bir qadına o haqda dedim ki, bağajım gəlib çatmayıb. Qadın gülümsənə və deyər ki, narahat qalmayın. O təlim görmüş sənətkardır və yaxşı əldədir. İndi isə qadın məndən soruşar, sizin təyyarəviz gəlib çatıbmı?
And now for our viewers' heartline on the secret to success of organic farming on planet Earth, our loving home.
Love the program. Gardening tips benefit everybody. I use lawn clippings on my organic garden and it works great. Any mulch you have available is beneficial. Viewer from Canada.
Earth-loving viewer, your helpful information is much appreciated. Enjoy your wonderful organic garden, which is so gentle on our planet. Love and best wishes to you and your co-citizens of beautiful Canada.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced with divine blessings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The UN Development Programme partners with the government of Pakistan and local families to complete the first 50 of a total 5,000 disaster-proof homes to be built in flood-stricken districts throughout the country.
Mark Zuckerberg and Dustin Moskovitz, American co-founders of the popular online networking site Facebook, are among 17 other US billionaires to recently pledge half of their fortunes to charity as part of a campaign launched by philanthropists Bill Gates and Warren Buffett.
The Honorable Dr. John Abraham Godson, a university lecturer and pastor born in Nigeria, becomes Poland's first parliament member of African descent.
US-based company SpaceX launches the Dragon into orbit as the first commercial spacecraft of its kind, which returns to Earth for a successful recovery in a trip that shows promise for eventual flights to the International Space Station.
Having reached the goal of investing 5% of the national income in education, the Brazilian government announces plans to increase investments to 7% over the next 10 years.
Thanks to an implanted microchip, the Humane Society of South Mississippi in the USA is able to reunite Russian blue and tabby cat Scrubs with his joyous human caregivers, the Noble family, 5 years after he went missing in Hurricane Katrina.
Mayor Sergei Sobyanin of Moscow, Russia, announces that the city will allot nearly $5 billion for social integration of persons with disabilities over the next 3 years, including programs for the creation of jobs.
A collaborative study by U.S. researchers from several universities finds that having friends within a religious congregation helps strengthen one's sense of belonging to a moral community and furthers the sense of fulfillment in life.
As a holiday present in gratitude for a productive year with exemplary teamwork, Sweden-based IKEA Home Products Company gifts 12,400 bicycles to its U.S. co-workers, also to promote healthy living and sustainable transportation.
A 15th century Italian manuscript by renowned Renaissance artist and inventor Leonardo da Vinci is discovered in the Nantes Library of France, having been donated with other documents by a collector in 1872.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.